From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Bill Finn. Missouri voters have a long history of rejecting general tax increases, but supporters of a proposal to gradually raise the gas tax by 10 cents a gallon believe this could be the year the voters say yes. With just days to go before Tuesday's election, there is no organized opposition to Proposition D, and not a penny raised to counteract the nearly $5 million raised by supporters. Missouri Governor Mike Parson and Lieutenant Governor Mike Kehoe both have been traveling the state promoting the gas tax. At least 30 other states have raised transportation taxes or fees over the past 6 years. Missouri's gas tax has not changed since 1996. In 2014, Missouri voters rejected a proposed sales tax for roads. They also defeated a transportation tax plan in 2002. President Donald Trump visited Columbia last night supporting the Republican challenger to incumbent Democrat U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill. KBIA's Aviva Okeson-Haberman reports Trump told the crowd there the closely contested Missouri race could change control of the Senate seat.
National Border Patrol Council has endorsed both McCaskill and Trump, something McCaskill is playing up in debates and a campaign ad. But Trump downplayed that at a campaign rally for Republican candidate Josh Hawley.
But you know what? She'll never vote with me. That's the problem. He's been saying nice things. I said, I didn't know she was a Republican.
Trump criticized McCaskill for voting against confirming Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. McCaskill votes in line with Trump's positions about 45% of the time, according to 538. Trump won Missouri by almost 20 points in 2016. He'll be back in Missouri the day before midterms to support Hawley. Reporting from Columbia, I'm Aviva Okeson-Haberman.
Missouri Republican leaders are calling for a federal investigation into political mailings that slam Attorney General and U.S. Senate candidate Josh Hawley. Treasurer Eric Smith said the mailers appear designed to help Democratic incumbent Claire McCaskill in her close race against Hawley for the seat that could determine which party controls the Senate. McCaskill's campaign denied involvement in the mailers. The ads, which began appearing in mailboxes this week, encouraged voters to support the libertarian or independent candidates by criticizing Hawley's position on gun rights and other issues. Thousands of people attended President Trump's rally last night at Columbia Regional Airport. Some protesters gathered outside the event at the airport, but the largest group of Trump's opponents chose an off-site location to protest. KBIA's Madison Conti reports.
Many demonstrators gathered at what they called a rally for sanity, about 10 miles away in downtown Columbia. Boone County is one of few in the state that voted for Hillary Clinton in 2016. Bob Swope was one of many demonstrators unimpressed by the president's visit.
People don't want what he's selling, but it energizes a certain percentage, and there's a certain percentage that aren't involved. These two forces are going to meet in the ballot box, and that's what counts more than anything.
Trump will visit Missouri again Monday for another event in support of Josh Hawley, a Republican hoping to unseat Democrat Claire McCaskill in the U.S. Senate. Reporting from Columbia, I'm Madison Conti.
Vice President Mike Pence has rallied hundreds of fellow Republicans in Kansas City to boost Senate candidate Josh Hawley in Missouri and Governor candidate Kris Kobach in Kansas. Pence's speech today to a crowd of several hundred people at a Kansas City, Missouri basketball arena, remarks touting President Donald Trump's record with praise for Hawley and Kobach as conservatives. Hawley is the Missouri Attorney General and is in a tough race against Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill. Kobach is the Kansas Secretary of State and in a dead heat race against veteran state legislator Laura Kelly. Pence and other speakers portrayed Democrats as favoring open borders. They also touched frequently on McCaskill's vote against confirming U.S. Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. Trump carried both states easily in 2016. And after Trump's campaign rally for Hawley at Columbia Regional Airport last night, McCaskill's Fighting For You tour stopped at Shakespeare's Pizza in downtown Columbia today. McCaskill says she's not worried about last night's rally, and she hopes more Missourians can get out and vote on Tuesday.
I think it's interesting that the president's coming to Missouri twice in 5 days. It looks like to me somebody's worried.
President Trump is also holding a rally Monday in Cape Girardeau. I'm Bill Finn, KBIA News, Columbia.